Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sanhedrin, Perik, Dalid, Mishnah, Aleph, Echod, Dine, Mamanais, whether it's monetary cases, the Echod, Dine, Nefashais, whether it's a case about where if the person is found Chayiv, he's going to get Misa. The Halacha is, Bedrisha, Uvechakir. Drisha means to investigate, and Chakir means to ask the right questions. The Pasuk says, Vederashta, Vechakarta. And that Chayiv on Bezin to investigate, to ask questions, the Drisha v'chakira is both for Dine Nefashes as well as Dine Mamanes. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. There shall be one law for you. So if it's true for Dine Nefashes, that you have to investigate and ask questions, it's true for Dine Mamanes as well. Now, two things. First of all, although al pi halacha, by Dine Mamanes, you also have to ask questions and investigate. And of course, the more questions you ask, the more you investigate, the greater the chance you won't be able to accept the Eidos. We don't ask as many questions. We don't do as thorough as an investigation by Dine Mamanes as we would do by Dine Nefashes. We do it, but not so thorough, like we'll soon see. The reason for that is, Shalai Tinol Deles Bifnei Lavin. It is in the interest of people that have to borrow money that it shouldn't be too hard for the lender to collect that money. If the word gets out, oh, it's impossible to be able to get money, even if I have Edom that prove he owes me the money. Benzin will ask them so many questions, and the Edom may trip up and make a mistake. So the next time someone needs money, the lender's going to say, I'm not taking chances. So again, there's Drisha v'chakira by both, by Dine Nefashes and Dine Mamanes. The Chazal kind of shortened it, but the Dine Mamanes not to make it too hard to collect. We want to make sure that Yitaka owes him the money, but we don't want to make it too hard either. Furthermore, the Batanura explains, the Drish and the Chakira is about the case itself, direct questions. Let's see, Reuven says that Shimon borrowed money from him. So we want to know how much money was lent, when was it lent, where was it lent, what were the conditions of the loan, when did he have to pay it back. There's another category of questions called Bidikos. Those are Benegaya side things. Lamashal, what color were the clothes of the lender and the borrower? Were they standing? Were they sitting? Those are called bedikas. We'll learn more about it later on. Zakta Mishavaiter, Ma Bein Dine Mamanes L'Dine Nefashes. What are the differences between a Din Torah about money as opposed to a Din Torah where if the person is found Chayiv, he would be Chayiv Misa? Zakta Mishavaiter, Dine Mamanes B'Shloisha, we learned that already. For money matters, the Bezdin consists of three, B'Dine Nefashes B'Esrim V'Shloisha. To pass on that someone is Chayiv Misa, you need a bezin of 23. Vayitra says in Mishnah Dinim Mamanes Paischin, the discussion begins, right? One of the Dayanim is going to say his opinion over here, state his opinion. Now that's Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chayiv. It could be the opening argument is going to say, the Dayan is going to say, clearly he's Pater, or the Dayan may say, clearly he's Chayiv. And the other Dayanim may either agree or disagree. The Dine Nefashis, when it comes to Dine Nefashis, there's a halacha that Paischin L'Schus, the one who begins to state his opinion, he has to be the one that's trying to say that the person is not chayiv. But ve'ein paischin l'chayiv. We don't start out with an argument to say that he's chayiv, because a lot of times a person will answer what the other person answers. Right? Sometimes in a classroom, you ask an opinion, one boy says something, everyone else says the same thing. Yeah, me too. Yeah, also. Nobody wants to be different than someone else. Now, the dayanim aren't going to lie because they don't want to be different. But what happens is even the way we think, oh, if that person thinks that way, maybe he's right. We don't want that. We want to hear your opinion. If the first person starts out, l'schus, maybe the next person will be schlepped along l'schus. Okay, when it comes to Dine Nefashos, we're looking not to be mechayiv of the person. In the Gemara, we find this beer in the Mishnah. V'dine Nefashos paischin l'schus, v'ein paischin l'chayiv. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, after the Edom state their testimony, Bezdin speaks to the person that's being judged. Let's say the Edom say that this person killed someone. So we say to him, listen, if you didn't kill anyone, don't be frightened by the Edos. If you're not guilty, if you didn't do what they say you did, don't be worried about their words, because we're going to get to the MS. The reason we do this is out of concern that if this person's going to see, oh no, the Edos say that I killed someone, they'll never believe me. They're listening to him. He's going to get frightened, and he won't be able to say anything on his defense. But this is dafka by Dine Nefashos. By Dine Mamanes, there's no such halacha that we tell the person, don't be frightened. Of course, we're going to look to find the emes, but there's no halacha of telling the person, don't worry about what the Edom say. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Dine Mammon is Matin al Pi Edechad. We learned this already. Mishnah is giving us a chazar. You can decide a case that has to do with money, even if you only have a majority of one vote in the Bezin. Bein l'schus, bein l'chayva, whether that one vote tilts it at the person's potter or tilts it at the person's chayiv. The din in nefashis, but if we're deciding whether the person's chayiv misa or not, so the halach is matin al pi echa, will tilt the case based on even a one vote majority l'schus. If we have one more dayan that says he's potter, but val pi shnayim l'chayva, to say that he's chayiv, you can't do it if you only have one more bezin that says he's chayiv. You have to have at least two more dayanim that say he's chayiv than say he's potter. If Bezin realized they made a mistake, they say, I'll come back, we have to change the psak. That's Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva. Whether first they said he's chayiv and now we're saying no, he's potter, or whether first they said he's potter and now we changed our mind and said it was a mistake, he's really chayiv. Dine Nefashais. When it comes to a psak on Dine Nefashais, where the person would be chayiv misa, so if we said that he's chayiv misa, then we figure out, no, it was a mistake, he's not. Machzir in l'schus. We call the person back to be mezakim, to say he's potter. But ve'ein machzir in l'chayva. But we won't reverse the psak if we initially said he's potter and say, no, it was a mistake, he's really chayv, that we don't do. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra, dine mamanais, when it comes to cases about money. Hakol melamdin schus v'chayva. Anyone there, the dayanim, maybe one of the talmidim that are sitting over there, they can say they're svara, whether it's to say the person's potter or that he's chayv. Dine nefashais, if Bezin is judging whether the person's chayiv misa or not, so hakol melamdin schus will listen to anyone if he has a reason to say he's potter, but ve'ein hakol melamdin chayva. Even if someone sitting over one of the tamidim has a reason to say he's chayiv, we don't want to hear from him. Zakta mishta vayitra dine mamanis, when it comes to money things, hamelamed chayva, melamed schus. Someone who lechatchila argued that he's chayiv can change his mind and say, no, I think he's not chayiv. Vamelamed schus, melamed chayva. And someone who initially said he's potter can say, no, I thought it over, I think he's chayiv. Dine nefashais, when it comes to judging the person whether he's chayiv misa or not, hamelamed chayiv hamelamed schus, the one who initially paskin that he's chayiv, or his opinion in this bezin was that he's chayiv, he can withdraw that and say, no, I changed my mind, now I think he's potter, hamelamed schus. In regard to Dina Nefashis, if one of the members of the Bezin initially thought that he's Potter, en yachol lachzer ulalamet chayv, he can't change his mind now to say he's chayv. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Dina Mamet is done by Yoim v'goymrin ba'layla. When it comes to Dina Mamet, to money things, Bezin has to conduct it entirely by day, but they can give out a psak at night. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, v'shav to asam b'chaleis, at any time. But on the other hand, the Pasuk says, v'yab yoim hanchilias manav, only by day. So therefore, we understand it's Yoim L'tchil, as Din says the Batanura. Start the Din Torah, discuss it. That has to be by day, but V'goymrin Balayla. You can conclude, you can give out the Psak at night. However, Dine Nefashis, when it comes to Dan, in Yonim of Dine Nefashis, is done by Yoim V'goymrin Balayla. The Gemar Din also has to be by day. You have to discuss it by day, and the Psak at the end is only by day. And that's learned from a pasuk, says the Batanura. In Parshas Bala, Kapitel Chavhei, Pasuk Dalid, V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Kachas kol Rosh Ya'am, V'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged Hashemesh. So we learn from there that Dina Nefashis has to be concluded by day. Dina Maman is Goymrim Boy Bayon. Bezin discusses the issue, and on the same day they can come up with a decision. Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayva, whether their decision was that the person is Potter, or whether they decided that he's Chayiv. Dine nefashais, when it comes to whether the person's chayiv misa or not, goymin by b'yayim l'schus. They can decide on that very day, on the first day, that he's potter. But they can't decide on that day that he's chayiv. U'b'yayim shel achrav l'chayva. Only on the next day can they decide that he's chayiv. In other words, they have to sleep on it. L'fikach, therefore, ein donin lo'y b'yayim shabbos v'lo'y b'yayim yamtiv. Therefore, they don't judge cases where the person's chayiv misa, not on Friday, and not on Erev yamtiv. Let's say he's found guilty. They can't give him the psak until the next day. That would be Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then they can't carry out what they have to do. See, once the person has hope that he's going to be found not chayiv, of course he doesn't mind waiting. But once the psak comes down that he's chayiv, he's under terrible pain waiting to be executed. That's called inui hadin. And they can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, to avoid this problem, We don't judge capital cases. That means a case where you could possibly be chayiv misa on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Okay, Zakh the Mishnah, whether it's dine mominus or dine nefashis, our quick chazara over here. There has to be a drisha and a chakira. They have to investigate, they have to ask questions. Shenemar, that's learned from the pasuk, mishpat echad yiyalachem. Because really, it only says, v'drashta v'chakarta b'dine nefashis. But because it says, mishpat echad yiyalachem, so we understand that for dine mominus, you also have to do it. However, we don't make it too hard by dine mominus. We don't ask too many questions. Because we don't want it to backfire. If it's going to become too hard to collect the money, the next time the lender won't bother lending it, and the borrower won't be able to borrow money if he needs it. So it's in the interest of the borrower that we don't make it too hard for the malva to be able to collect. Then the Mishnah asks, what's the difference between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis? The Mishnah gives us the following differences. Number one, Dine Mominus is with a bezin of 3, Dine Nefashis is with a bezin of Chaf Gimel, 23. Number two, Din Imamanis, we begin, whether it's L'schus or L'chayva, by Din Nefashis. The first one that states his opinion has to be an opinion of schus, not chayv. We also explain that the Gemara says, what does it mean, Paischin L'schus? We tell the person that's being judged, Din Nefashis, even if the Edom say you're guilty, don't be frightened, we're going to look for the truth. And that's to be Mechazikim. He shouldn't lose his mind, he shouldn't panic. And he should be able to defend himself and say the things to argue on his behalf, to try to prove he's innocent. But that's only by Dine Nefashis, not by Dine Mominis. Number three, Dine Mominis can be concluded on the basis of one majority vote. Two people say he's chayv, one person says he's potter. You only have one more vote that says he's chayv, but that's enough. When it comes to Dine Nefashis, one more vote in the majority is enough to say he's potter, but to be mechayef him, you have to have at least two dayanim who say he's chayef more so than the dayanim that say that he's potter. Number four, when it comes to dine mominus, you can change your mind, reverse the psak, whether we're changing from potter to chayef or chayef to potter. When it comes to dine nefashis, you can only change the psak from chayef to potter. Number five, when it comes to dine mominus, the money cases, even the tamidim sitting before the bezin could also say their opinion. Whether it's a schus or a chayiv, when it comes to the nefashis, those to meet him can say their opinion to argue why he's potter, but not to say that he's chayiv. Number six, when it comes to the nemamanis, the bezin that initially said he's chayiv can change his mind and say he's potter. We're not talking about once it was a psak din. We're talking about some when they're arguing amongst themselves or they're thinking, everyone's saying his opinion. So you can initially hold it that you're chayiv and then change your mind and say you're potter, or initially hold he's potter and change his mind and he can say he's chayiv. When it comes to the nefashis, if you argue that he's chayiv, you can change your mind and say he's potter, but if someone who initially thought that he's potter and stated his opinion cannot turn around and say he's chayiv. Number seven, dine mominus has to start during the day, but you can conclude even at night. The psakdin could be even at night. By dine nefashis, both discussing the case and the psak din has to be during the day. Number eight, the eighth chilek and the final chilek, dine mominus you can wrap up in one day. On the very same day, they can reach a conclusion. Whether it says chayiv, whether he's potter, doesn't make a difference. Dine nefashis, they can reach a conclusion on the same day that he's potter. But to say he's chayiv, they have to sleep over it overnight. They can only come out with the psak that he's chayiv the next day, and that's the reason that we don't pass in the nefashis, loy be erev Shabbos, will loy be erev Yom Tov. Because if they're going to say he's chayiv, and the next day they can't give misa because it's Shabbos, then the person will be waiting all those extra days, and that would be in Yehadin, once he knows he's going to be executed. So the waiting is extremely difficult. It's important to understand that when it comes to the nefashis, it's very rare that Bezin actually came out with a psak that the person was chayiv misa. There's a machlokes in the Gemara Masechtas Makis if it was once in 7 years or once in 70 years.